Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Wednesday morning show, Eddie and Abby skydive on the air.
Mm.
Just a heads up, Wednesday morning show that happens. That hasn't happened yet, but it's literally going to be, you guys are going to be there.
Wednesday live. Yeah, okay, and we're going to do it live? Like, you want me to hold the phone with me?
I'm told, because I asked the same thing. I'm told that we can't do it live because we won't hear you.
Yeah, you can't hear him on the jump, but you can talk to him before he goes up in the plane. Mm. And as soon as he lands, I'll be there with a phone to talk to him and get the initial reaction.
Got it.
So, okay.
And then we'll have some video in post.
I said the same thing. I was like, can we just have Eddie up there the whole time?
Talking
but
while
it
I'm
sounds
falling.
Like this. You know. Tonight is the final night. Elton John says goodbye to over 50 years of touring with his last show on his farewell tour. Elton John performed what he said was his last show on his final tour.
Yeah, I think he's
done. Oh, is this
done.
Saturday night?
It was Saturday.
I guess he said that tonight is the final night. That's a quote. The iconic award-winning musician took the stage for the last time. Stockholm, Sweden. CNN. Anybody ever see Elton John live?
Yes. With you.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I think I've three or four times. Once a big show, him and Billy Joel is really good. They played together. And
that's where they set the
they
two pianos,
pianos
up, right?
And yeah, it's kind of like that. It was cool, except we couldn't tip them and pick the songs.
right.
But it was really good. That was really cool. And then he played Andy Roddick's charity event a few times.
That's where I saw him.
Yeah.
Same.
And was able to like meet him and like spend a little time with him. He kissed me on the mouth once. It was awesome. Like, it's just, I guess he's just getting old, man. Time marches on.
But imagine stopping something you've been doing your entire life.
But that's like, what you sound like you want to do every day when you and Lunchbox yell about retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, I don't know why he kept going for so long.
He's 76. Oh, he's not even that old.
But like, to be touring, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, the touring part would.
You made hundreds of millions of dollars retire when you're 55.
But it's probably very simple for him at this point, right? Like, he's designed it to where, like, I'm just going to show up, I'm going to play, and I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm. And what's cool about how he wrote songs, him and his writing partner wrote all these songs together, and Elton John would just write the music, and his writing partner would write the lyrics.
Hmm.
I saw that in the movie.
I never saw the movie. Was it good?
I mean, I don't know anything about Elton John, so I thought it was good.
Was the movie, for the sake of a movie, good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
I
forget the name of the movie.
Rocket Man was the movie.
That was it.
Mike, do you like Rocket Man? Movie Mike? Not really? Maybe that's why I thought I wouldn't like it, because I just let Mike tell me what to watch, basically. Mike's my AI. Mike's my algorithm. But yeah. So that's mostly all those songs. Like, Elton John writes the music, and his writing partner writes all the lyrics.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm. Pediatrician says chores are the keys to raising happy, successful children. What chores do you give your kids, Amy?
Trash, dishes, unloading, loading the dishwasher, taking care of the pets, making sure your room is tidy, clean. That one's a struggle with
Are these, hey, just always have it done, or are there specific?
Oh, Stevenson's trash. I mean, and they picked sort of like he, and sometimes I'll be bagging it up and he'll be like, whoa, 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 mom, I need to do that because he's scared if he doesn't do it. I guess.
I do that in my house too. I'm like, Caitlin, no, I'll take it. I'll take it.
That like he won't get the credit for doing his chore. And so, yeah, we just divide up different things for them to do.
Eddie?
You name it. Everything. Like Amy said, it's dishes.
Do you have a list that they have to check off, or do they have to remember what theirs is specifically, or do they rotate?
It's almost like you just have to do it. It's on the refrigerator. Here's what you have to do by the end of the day.
Per each kid has their own? Everyone, or they just all have to be done?
Everyone has the same thing, except they rotate feeding the dog. So, like, if one fed the dog yesterday, another one's going to feed that one today.
Is that tricky where they forget?
Yeah.
The dog
no, they always try to blame each other, and I'm like, I remember who did it yesterday. Don't lie to me.
But does the dog ever not get fed?
No.
Oh.
No, they got it. Their dad, I think this pediatrician's right. Like, when the chores are happening, life is good.
We had a thing to feed our dog where if you fed the dog, you push the slide over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because we have two dogs, eat slightly different amounts of food and different food because Stanley's always sick. But then we accidentally, like, double fed him and triple fed him sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you forget? I would always forget to slide the thing.
Yeah, that was what would happen. Uh-huh. I'd feed him, I'd forget to slide it. And then Caitlin would text me like, hey, I fed the dogs this morning. I slid it over and I was like, oh no. Oops. Where did they eat? Yeah.
Three times.
They look hungry. Oh no. Sometimes though they get fed and they act hungry. They're not even hungry. They like play. Like Caitlin will feed them now. We don't do that anymore. But Caitlin will feed them and she'll say, I fed the dogs. And then I'll go in and she won't be around and they'll be like moping around their bowl. Like, I don't know they've been fed. I swear to you, they're trying to play me. Lunchbox, your kids have any chores at all?
No.
Not yet.
I mean, no, I tell them to take their plate to the counter whenever they're done eating. That's about it.
But not, they're not old enough for chores yet.
They're not really. No, they're 4, 3, and 1. So they don't really understand. I make the 1-year-old throw stuff in the trash.
Does your 4-year-old have chores, Eddie?
No, not yet. And they all have to clean up after him too.
Is that
so he's kind of like the king.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty cool.
Was that who was doing ABC concert yesterday?
Yes.
Was it him?
He's been doing ABC concert like for weeks.
What does that mean?
He learned the songs and now he just sings it all the time.
It's just, that makes me think of the youngest child. You know, there's the oldest, how they behave, and the middle child. A lot of times there's common characteristics of where you were born, like in the lineup. And there was this video done where this guy was acting out each child, and the final child, which was like child number 4, they're all eating ice cream different ways. And then the 4th one, there's a rocking chair and someone's holding the ice cream out and he rocks and licks. He doesn't even have to hold it himself. It's like everybody does everything for him.
That's fun.
Yeah. They're normally the last to like speak and talk because like everybody talks for them too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Eddie and I were playing basketball yesterday and I can hear his youngest ABC, just nonstop.
And the reason he was in my office because he was in timeout. So when he's in trouble, it's like my wife's like, go with dad in the office. And he sits in the corner and just stands there with his arms crossed singing ABC.
Is he doing that to annoy you?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because I tell him, like, stop singing the same song over and over.
A microscopic handbag, smaller than a grain of salt, has been sold for $63,000 at an auction.
What?
What can you put in there?
A microscope is needed to view the bag's design, with the object measuring some amount of micrometers. The numbers don't matter because it's that small. Narrow enough to pass through the eye of a needle. This is a purse so small you need a microscope to see it.
How do they even make it?
If you put it on your finger, it looks like 1 grain of salt. If I'm looking at it, it looks like 1 grain of salt.
It's pretty amazing.
But this art collective, MSCHF, based in Brooklyn, is known for doing fun stuff like this. They include shoes that contain human blood, trainers with the holy water in the soles, a cologne that smells like WD-40, and giant red rubber boots, like huge. And so, but they did this, and they put it up. The bag features luxury handbag designer Louis Vuitton branding, but has no connection to the brand. But it does look like it. It's a little in green. And it's $63,000. That's what it went for. From BBS.
That means somebody bought it for that.
Yeah, people are stupid.
Yeah, that's what it went for in the auction.
That's ridiculous.
A woman is charged with trespassing outside Taylor Swift's Rhode Island mansion. But she's 54.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, you know.
And if you're older and that crazy, you're probably also a like crazier. If you're young and that crazy, you're young and dumb. You do dumb things when you're young. If you're older and that crazy, you're, I mean, that's the kind of person that kills you.
She went in the property?
A 54-year-old woman was arrested and charged with trespassing outside Taylor Swift's mansion in Rhode Island, despite having previously been warned to stay away from her home. Police responded to reports of a trespasser. They found the woman right outside the home's front gates. Court records indicated the woman was released on $1,000 personal recognizance. The Rhode Island arrest comes a month after a similar incident, which a man was accused of stalking, intimidation, invasion of privacy, and harassment in connection with the pop star.
Oh, GPI. I didn't know you can get in trouble for that.
For what?
Being outside the gate.
Well, she had been told to stay away.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah, she's on the street.
Just like, but if she's off the street by the gate.
I don't know the exact rules on that.
Wow. No, I'm just saying, like,
and he's trying to figure it out.
He's like, wait a minute, so if I go this close, I'm okay.
Interesting.
The Barbie movie is out.
Coming out July 21st.
Not out yet?
No.
Oh, I thought I had heard people that had seen it. Screenings. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it, Mike? No. Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling. The Barbie movie, they are now selling a lot of these rare Barbie and Ken dolls on eBay. Some are going for like $100,000.
I don't understand this. People spend their money on the stupidest things.
Well, I would say more it's an investment.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it's stupid if you're the one collecting the money.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wish
I could... There's like a painting or an old video game or an old iPod one or a Barbie... Or a Hannes Wagner baseball card.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Did you give up on the argument?
Now you got him.
Well, I'm just like, man, I can't imagine paying that much for something.
Yeah, it's just a bar. The reason it feels funny to you probably is because of the word Barbie in the toy. But and it can be anything that
Babe Ruth's bat.
Culturally significant.
Yeah, I'd like to have Babe Ruth's bat or Michael Jordan's shoes
or Tom Brady's deflated football.
I thought you were going to say jockstrap.
I thought you were going to say his balls too.
What? Are we all going to be annoyed if he's dating Kim Kardashian?
No, he's not dating her. He's dating Rajeshak.
I hear you, but she's said it came out. They went to that white party and they were both there.
Yeah.
And that they're like, yeah, Kim and Mitch, she has a crush on him. So and even if they're not, even if he's with Emily Ratajkowski, whatever the case is, if she's saying that, she wants it to happen.
Yes. And
it still might happen.
And she was looking... In his neighborhood, she asked him for advice on his neighborhood. Yeah. I know that was about a month ago. So if that does happen, it's going to be pretty annoying.
It's annoying, right?
It's like you go from Giselle to Kim K. Like, Kim K is smoking hot.
Oh, I don't care about that. It's just...
But she's annoying.
I want Tom Brady to not be the guy that's in super pop culture every second with the Kardashian.
Yeah, that's what I'm
like,
worried
about. Like,
have a little... Yeah.
Like, have a little what?
Integrity.
What's that? Oh.
Now, none of us would.
I'd go for Kim K.
No, I'm saying, but Tom Brady, though, we hold him to a high. He's the winningest of all time. He's like, I don't know.
You expect him to be different. Like, he wasn't all about the spotlight.
I know.
Now it feels like he's about that spotlight.
How old is Emily Ratajkowski?
Like 30-something.
Yeah. Emily Ratajkowski. I just said
Ratajkowski.
No, I just said it. Now I can't say it because you keep saying it. Emily Ratajkowski. Right?
Ratajkowski.
I've never known how to say it. I just read it.
She's 32.
Okay.
And that's his girlfriend now?
Supposedly. I don't know that that's the case.
They've just been, right here I see they're seen cozying.
Yes.
Up.
Yeah, but wasn't Emily Ratajkowski?
Okay.
She the one kissing Harry Styles after?
Yeah, but she's had a few. She dated Pete Davidson. Pete Davidson too.
Yeah, you haven't seen her pictures, Eddie?
I don't know, maybe.
Oh my, come on. Let me Ratajkowski. See.
She was the girl in the Blurred Lines video.
Oh, yeah, I know her. For sure, I remember her from that video.
Yeah, I know her.
Eddie
knows how to sound like a creep.
What are you talking about? Why can't I just say I remember her from the video?
I think y'all both.
Hey, did you finish watching Black Mirror, Mike?
I have like one left.
But yeah, Emily Ratajkowski.
What? What about her?
She's really pretty.
She's really pretty, but her face is kind of mousy.
Stop.
Her nose, like, it just doesn't.
Tell me more.
Yeah, I just look at her and I'm like, she's okay. Like, I don't know. There's pictures. I'm just like,
you wouldn't,
dude. You would cut off I'm not two saying toes that, and a thumb.
I'm not saying I wouldn't.
This is proof that looks like, are so relative. Like,
no, it's
like
not.
Her nose is
he's an idiot.
Like,
if he saw her in real life,
no. Oh yeah, she's stunning.
It's like, what's her name? Let me.
But what's your gauge, though? Like, you wouldn't marry her, or you wouldn't date her, or you wouldn't leave your family for her?
Yeah, like, what's...
Like, what's the gauge?
Leave your family for her?
Well, I don't know what I'm saying.
Like, Penelope Cruz is really good-looking. But she kind of looks like a mouse to
Oh,
me.
They look, they do kind of look
the
similar.
Same. They look, I'm her, not, her I, and Ragnarokowski look the same to me.
You can just call her Emily. We're going to call her Emily.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I just see that kind of mousy look. Like, dang.
You're out of your mind.
What's the dang, though?
She's a 10.
Yeah. Mm,
okay.
What do you look like?
Look good.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
I'm just saying.
I agree with that, though.
He's they kind of remind me, when I see
who's
their-
that dude?
I don't know. That's that guy, I think.
What guy?
Who's that guy? Is that same guy?
I don't know.
She's like a world-famous model, and he's going, she's mousy.
Right. He's also basically saying it about, so you don't find Penelope Cruz attractive?
No, I didn't say I don't find her attractive.
Put her on the scale, though. Would you make out with her if you're single?
100%.
Okay.
I think it's any girl.
Yeah, it's any girl.
Well, no, it's not any, oh gosh, no,
no
it's
no,
not.
No, but that's the lowest, though. That's what I was saying. That's any girl, right? That's the lowest.
No, I wouldn't make out with any girl.
Would you make out, but Emily Ratajka, God damn it.
Just Emily.
Emily, would you make out with her if you're single?
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Would, if you had been dating someone and you're in a serious relationship but you weren't engaged and you met her, would you make out with her, even though you're in a relationship with somebody else?
Probably.
Okay. Let's say you're engaged and she shows up and is like, I'd like to make out with you. And now you're only engaged, not married. Would you make out with her?
Only make out?
Make out. Okay, pet. Okay, naked.
Okay.
You would do that. Okay, yeah, so you'd have sex with her. Okay, so engaged. Now, let's say right now she showed up and was like, I would like to just kiss you on the mouth, even though you're married.
That's fine.
Kids. Okay, you kiss her on the mouth.
Right? Yeah, she's no tongue.
Like, okay. What if she says, I want to have tongue with you?
Can't do that.
Why?
Because it's not part of the relationship. Can't do that.
So you wouldn't like cheat on your wife with her?
No.
Got it. That's the limit with her.
And is that because she kind of looks like a mouse?
No.
Is there anybody that you would cheat on your wife?
Ooh, man.
Well, we got to know where the scale is.
Right.
I just.
Like, who's the hottest person in your mind, period?
Ooh, Halle Berry's so hot. Selma Hayek is gorgeous.
Would you cheat on your wife for Selma Hayek?
Probably.
Okay, would you leave your wife for Selma Hayek?
Probably.
What? Okay, see, that's the scale.
Oh my God.
Selma Hayek.
You know what? You know who's another hottie that I didn't realize was hot? And I need to see her in person.
You know Selma Hayek's 56?
That's fine.
Okay, just making sure.
But she looks good, right? She looks real good.
Go ahead.
Is Taylor Swift. When she walked out on stage when I was at that concert, I was like, dang.
Would you cheat on your wife with Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Oh.
Would you leave your wife for Taylor Swift?
No, too much drama.
Okay.
Too much drama.
So, okay, look. So there we have it. We have Selma.
Wow.
Taylor. Wow.
Jamie Chung's another one I'd, yeah.
What would you do, though?
You don't know who she is.
No,
she's from Real World San Diego.
I'm picturing Connie Chung, so I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, dear. Yeah.
She is.
Who, how do you know her?
Real World San Diego.
So, okay, hold on. I'm just going to get this
But then she
here.
Became an actress.
Okay. So you got, at the very top, Selma Hayek, you'd leave your wife for. Taylor Swift, you would cheat on your wife. You would just make out, you wouldn't tongue. Okay, would you tongue Jamie Chung?
Yeah.
Okay, but you would just kiss on the mouth Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah.
Okay. And
Emily
then,
Chung's a lot. What? Jamie Chung, you're not, I don't know who you said.
Oh, I don't know who I said.
Yeah, Jamie Chung, Real World San Diego.
Got it.
With Brad and Randy
how
and
old
Robin.
Is she now?
40.
She's married now.
They're all
kids.
Pretty. They're all pretty.
Yeah,
but see, you say no tongue. I mean, with tongue, that's considered cheating to his wife already. So that's already.
But I'm talking about cheating.
That's cheating.
No, I'm talking about cheating with your wiener vagina.
Oh, got it.
Yes.
It's different.
Yes. Okay. That's all. I was wondering what. But yeah, I hope Tom Brady doesn't.
Oh, you know who else? I mean, I'm going to tell you who's really looking good lately is Dua Lipa. Mm.
And what scale does she hit?
All of them.
Well, no, hold on. Leave your family?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Like today.
He's so ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, look at this.
This.
I mean, there was one where she was in the bathroom the other day, like, and there was, like, handprints on the shower, and people were freaking out because there was handprints. They're like, oh. I'm like, well, what's wrong with that? She put her hands on the shower. Like, what's the problem?
I understand.
Guys, it's a joke.
Do you know why I like Dua Lipa? My wife, I think, went to church with her.
Really?
And they weren't, and they weren't like close friends or anything, but she went to the same church and she was like, Dua Lipa was always the nicest person.
That's awesome.
Same thing about Bieber. She went to church with Bieber. I mean, I think she kind of knew them a little bit. Just a little, nothing crazy, but she was like, it was the nicest, like, most generous, kindest dude, like, to everybody.
That's so good to know.
Yeah.
That's why I think that's why I really like Justin Bieber now. Yeah. It's because of her just going, you know, she was around that group, and she was like, he was just really kind all the time. And he would sing at church. How about that? You're at church, Justin Bieber gets up and sings at church?
On stage?
Yeah.
Wow. That's the ultimate.
But, like, worship songs, not his
own. Yeah, yeah. He was, baby, baby.
He throws in one of his.
I got my weed in California.
Hey, there's a video that you shot of
Yeah, me and Dua Lipa. We had a moment. Like, it almost happened at iHeart.
What almost happened?
You know.
What year?
What year was that? 2 years ago?
Oh, you were married.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
what happened?
We did a bit on it, apparently. Lunchbox thinks he and Dua Lipa had a moment at iHeartRadio Music Festival. September 20th, 2021. Lunchbox is in a mask. He says, special moment that Dua Lipa and I shared. I think she liked me. He's wearing a mask in the video. One video he shared with pop stars wearing a mask and other in the hallway. Dua Lipa's walking by and he keeps saying, she's so awesome. And then Dua Lipa looks back at him and smiles, reiterating what Lunchbox said. He took that as her hitting on him. She was just likely being friendly with a fan.
Mm-hmm. And now she looked at me, and it's sort of like I had a moment with Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys is another one that's up there. We had a moment at iHeart a few years back. Where
leave the family up there?
Oh, you have all these moments.
She touched my hand. And
superstars.
Lunchbox, I'm watching Dua Lipa react to you. You have a mask over your whole face. You can't even see.
Yeah, I had to wear a mask, dude.
No, I know, but you're acting like you had a moment. She didn't have a mask on.
She saw my eyes.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, moving on.
All right.
An Arkansas jail is apparently very easy to escape. The Forest City Police Department says inmates Jerry Reyes and Justin Williams escaped the St. Francis County Jail on Monday. It was simple. They were in an exercise area. They just crawled under the fence.
Is that easy?
Mm-hmm. And ran.
They should probably fix
that.
That's
what Eller does, our dog.
Yeah.
Goes under the same hole.
It gets out. Reyes was caught at a hotel, but Williams is still at large. Police are asking anybody with information. Both inmates were there on misdemeanor charges. No threat to the public.
Okay.
He escaped and he's on a misdemeanor charge. Now that's going to be there longer.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I'd rather it be a misdemeanor out on the run than like a murderer.
A dangerous TikTok trend claims 4 lives in 6 months in Alabama. At least 4 people, including a father, have died for giving and doing this new TikTok trend where they're jumping off speeding boats.
That's crazy.
So they do backflips off boats that are going.
And then they like break their neck.
They break their neck because they hit the water so hard. Like, you don't understand how fast a boat is going. And when you hit the water, it is so stupid.
The last 6 months, we've had 4 drownings that were easily avoidable. They were doing a TikTok challenge. It's where you get in a boat going at a high rate of speed. You jump off the side of the boat. You don't dive. You're jumping off. And then you land in the water. But some of these people, too, I don't even think are flipping.
No, they're just jumping.
Right, like some of the, it said on top, it says the thrill seekers jumped or flipped off the speeding boats. So I expected all of them to be flipping, but some of them were just, you're right, just like jumping.
You just jump, and then you're whack. The force of the water.
Just smacks you. Mm. That sucks. We went wake surf. You know, I wake surfed without a rope consistently for the first time ever.
Oh, I saw the video.
Yeah.
Good.
I never have, I've wake skated a lot, and you have to have a rope for wake skate. Mm-hmm. And then I have surfed a decent amount, but I really never am comfortable letting go with the rope and then just staying the whole time. I was pretty good at it. Finally, after I fell like 30 times, like trying to do it without the rope.
That's gonna feel good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I felt pretty good. I mean, there was a 10-year-old that was also doing it.
Yeah.
So that's why I felt like I had to do it. We were with Jake Owen and his daughter. And she was on the show, and she was good at it. And I was like, well, Pearl can do it. Why can't I do it? And so I get out, wipe out. Lost a hat, like an idiot had a hat on. And then finally started to get it. And then she was like, yeah, you did it. And I was like, okay, you're 10. Eddie, what's going on, buddy?
Trying to coordinate this car delivery at my house.
Okay, cool.
That's it.
Let me jump off this. Just walked in our studio, Brent Michaels, who is a chicken orderer.
We just found out. Yes, he is.
Yes.
Officially.
Yeah, so a couple things. Brent runs our stations in Bakersfield, the one that we're on, and then the one that beats us. And then then he ordered chicken from Eddie. I thought you were kidding when you said that Eddie was going to have a chicken for you.
Oh, no. I heard about producer Eddie smoking hot chicken, and I figured, like, I needed
name?
To try
it.
Yeah, that's what we came up with.
It is?
Producer Eddie's smoking hot chicken.
But there's some weird letter thing?
Smoking.
With an
apostrophe. Yeah. Smoking. I wasn't going to go smoking thighs or smoking breasts, but you guys didn't let me do that.
Well, then you have to really commit to the only thighs and breasts.
Yeah. You're doing the whole
thing. Well, the chicken includes the thighs and the breasts.
But no. If you're doing thighs and... Okay, that's dumb.
I know. That's why we're not doing that. We're just doing smoking hot chicken.
Yeah, but you acted like we did a disservice to you by not letting you do that.
I do think smoking breasts would have sold really well.
But if
well.
You were selling the breast part, yes. But-
yes, Amy.
I don't like it.
Well, you, maybe not you, but Lunchbox, do you love smoking hot breasts?
I do smoking hot breasts.
Yes, but you got aside from what you're making the joke about woman's boobs.
I'm not. It's
yes, you are.
Breasts.
No, yes, you are. It's a double entendre. Hey. But what's happening is.
But I like them both.
Right, but you got to really just do the breasts if that's the case.
It's included in the chicken.
No, but then you're doing the rest of the chicken. Oh, my God. Okay. I can't do it.
So anyway, Brent, we did Producer Eddie smoking hot chicken.
When did you cook his?
Last night.
Dang, that's fresh.
It's fresh, dude.
$20. I got it.
$20.
Yep.
Are you eating it while you're in town?
Yeah. Hotel room, yeah.
You got about 2 days, so like keep it refrigerated and you can take it home with you, but or you can just heat it up in a microwave.
What, 2 days?
Yeah.
What?
Why are
it was
you,
just made.
Why are you in Nashville?
I'm here for meetings. There's a big thing that happens here every February, Country Radio Seminar. So we're here to plan it this week for February.
And you can do that virtual?
You know, they like to have everybody here, just better brainstorming. Better.
I hear you. Yeah. It's just such a far flight.
Better bar hopping. I mean,
yes, that too.
Oh, do you like coming though?
I do. I like Nashville.
Okay.
It's fun.
Then that's okay. That's just such a long flight because you're here 4 or 5 times a year, right?
Yeah.
Wait, so you didn't come just for the chicken?
Well,
you came to pick up the chicken.
That's how he sold it.
Brent texted me. I was like, hey, like last night, I was like, hey, do you want to go to dinner? And if you were to look at the inside of my thigh, I heard, Eddie, what's injured on me right now?
It's always something different, right?
Yeah, but
now,
what's the new? What's
calf?
My groin.
Your groin. That's right. That's right.
And so I had a physical therapist come and work on my groin last night.
That's really close.
Where
to
is
the,
your groin?
You know where it is.
Amy, think
it's
about
not
it.
Your, it's not your wiener.
No, inner it's right. I know it's not.
But it's right next to it. Right next
part of
it. It's the neighbor.
Question.
If you were to make a
it's the neighbor.
Well, I couldn't go. I felt like an idiot. I was like, hey man, I can't go to dinner. The only way I could get this physical therapist come to my house was on a Sunday night, and so. I got to have my groin worked on. Mm. Like, that was, it's the worst excuse ever, but it's true. But, Amy, if you did your legs like this, look.
Oh, Amy, don't look at his groin.
That's, no, you don't see my groin.
Amy, look.
But if you did your knees.
But you're not married now, you're good.
Pushed out. That's your groin that's tight there.
Okay.
So it's right in the middle.
Quick Google search, I see now.
Got it.
Yeah.
Amy, now is looking at pictures online.
It's a drawing.
Of whose groin? Mine? Did you Google my groin?
Well, I Googled.
Hot groins.
Technically.
Eddie smoking hot groins?
Yeah.
My exact Google was, do women have groins?
They do.
Everyone has a groin.
Yeah, it's not testes.
I get it. No. Yeah. I know.
So here's the deal. The guy was awesome. And so he comes over and it's right there near my stuff. I mean, it is my stuff. Like if you have to get so deep in there that it can like land on the back of your hand and your knuckles, my stuff. Mm. But what's, and I was worried about it because I've never had anybody actually have to go in on my groin. And he's like, I'm being honest with you. We're about to get to know each other really well. He goes, if I say shift it, I need you to shift your stuff to the other side.
Oh, wow.
And so I was like, I like that open communication, so I'm not worried about it. So that was it.
Okay.
Wow.
And it hurt. It's maybe the most painful fix.
You're wearing underwear, though, right?
Yeah, I had on shorts, too.
Yeah, perfect.
What?
Of course. why would you not?
If they're going to do their job.
It's not. I hear you. I said that.
That's
what
I'm saying. Like,
said,
you guys are making it gross.
No one's making it gross. Eddie, I have not made it gross at all.
Eddie.
No, I didn't.
What?
I asked if he had underwear.
It's blue from like that point right inside your hip flexor all, you know, down. It's blue all the way to the end, like the side of my knee from him working on that. It hurts so freaking bad. Mm. But I like strain my groin doing heavy lunges with like 70s in each hand. And so it's hurt for 2 weeks.
I guess you won't do that again.
No, you probably will. Once they're better.
You know, you never know. You know? But yes, that's what I did last. That was my excuse to not go to dinner. I was like, I got to get my groin worked on.
Judgment.
I meant no. It was the most painful thing I've ever done. And it hurts now, but it's just bruised. Because he's got to get in there and he had one of those metal things that does the fascia that breaks up.
What is that?
It's like if this phone is metal.
Okay.
And
it can really dig.
It just digs.
Ugh. Sounds like it hurts.
And I was listening to him talk about, because he's a doctor, I was listening to him talk about, and I could mess this up, I'm a doctor in letters, not in the body.
Right.
That what he was doing was, because there's got to get blood to that, because what's happened was, I'd strained it. It's probably really tight. It's whatever that part of my leg was also really tight, like protecting it now that it was hurt. That when he runs that metal fascia breaker. It creates many traumas in your tendon. And so your blood's rushing back to fix all those many traumas. And while it's doing that, that's what it's doing. It's actually, the blood's actually getting to the injury.
Oh.
I thought that was very interesting. Hmm. But it was really painful.
I didn't know that.
And it's very bruised. And you would think that I did something bad at home and my wife took it out on me in that area. But that is not the case because it's only on one side. But that was my excuse last night, except it wasn't a real excuse. And I broke a tooth, broke another tooth.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks, too. But that had nothing to do with you, Brent.
Yeah. Hard week for you.
A good week. I had a great week. We went on vacation to New Hampshire and to Maine, and that was A+. Went away for 2 days, but it was A+. Got on the train. I don't know if you heard that. It was crazy. You got on the train and go to another city. Mm-hmm. What the crap?
They do that up there.
Yeah. Wild. So did that, and then before I left, this tooth broke. And I have a theory. You guys can tell me if I'm right on this. You won't know either, but you can say if you think I could be right. I never had good teeth growing up. I never got to go to the dentist till my 20s. So when I finally started to have a little bit of money, first thing I did, I bought my mom a trailer and I got me teeth. Trailer and teeth, my new favorite Toby Keith song. So I had veneers put in because my teeth were all, I was always so ashamed of them. And I remember when they put them in, the surgeon, the doctor, he said 10 years about when you have to get these replaced. And it's been about 10 years. So I think the fact that I clench a lot and grind plus the 10 years, I think some of the teeth are now just going, hey, it's been a good run.
Yeah, they're expired now.
Yeah, I think they kind of just commit teeth aside. You okay, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah, just had
no,
a cough.
He just coughed and he turned his mic off so we wouldn't hear it.
But then he coughed over all of
everything.
I know,
everything. This is ridiculous.
Oh, no.
Here we go
I
again.
My hand.
You just got, you told us you were sick 2 days ago, 5 days ago.
Yeah, I did. So what? I had something stuck in my throat.
Porcelain laminate veneers can last between 10 to 12 years. Composite. So that's the situation there. He had surgery. Did you talk about your surgery?
Yeah.
You do? On his throat? Like they had to cut some stuff out of it?
Yeah, I had to have vocal cord surgery about a year ago.
Wow.
Because I had a constant rasp in my voice. So I went to get it checked out and yeah, it turned out I had like a growth on my vocal cord. So I couldn't, they did surgery and I couldn't talk for like a week.
Like benign or cancer?
Yeah, it was benign. They did biopsy it, but yeah.
It's his livelihood.
Wow, yeah.
That's
they
got
to go and cut. And he actually has a good voice.
Yeah.
He does.
Different than us. Like we are like just people who have stuff to say and our voices aren't disgusting.
I have a good voice.
Yes, but we're not known for our voices. Where Brent has like a really good voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like he sounds like that traditional voiceover guy, traditional guy who gets on the radio and you respect him immediately because like I'm here.
There are other ways people describe me as just not disgusting, just not maybe
just
the voice.
Not the voice.
Yeah.
And how's your wife?
Good. She's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's everything going up in Bakersfield?
Good. Busy. I mean, everybody's busy. But
how
good.
Far is Monterey from Bakersfield?
Probably about 3 hours.
It's that far, huh?
Yeah.
Dang.
Why were you?
Are you going?
Do
and
something?
Are you headed over there?
Well,
just curious.
Possibly.
We were just there recently.
Yes, we were there. We played Pebble, mm-hmm. the AT&T Pro-Am.
Mm-hmm.
That theater, the Golden State Theater in Monterey, was like, hey, you know, I've been trying to get up there to do shows and try to line it up right. And we have reached out to a few different places in Northern California. And how a show works is you go, I'm going on tour. And all the areas you think you want to go to, and they go, okay, well, here's all the dates, and here's the dates are all held, first hold, second hold by people. And let's say I go in, I'm a third hold in Bakersfield. There's a theater, and they possibly could have a show, we'll just say January 1st. And so somebody's got it on first hold, another artist is on second hold, I have it on third hold. If I'm at third hold and I want to challenge the first two holds because I want to commit to it right now, they then go to the first hold and go, you're being challenged. Do you want to commit to this date? And they say yes or no. If they say no, they go to the second hold. Do you want to commit to the date? They say no, then I get it, right? So there's a lot of that where you're like, I'm on tour. What will this theater do? Will a promoter pay us and then take the risk? And so theater, we've been trying to figure it out, but a theater in Monterey was like one that actually matched. And they were like, let's do it. But I didn't know it was that far away. That's too far to drive.
Well, if you go, I'll come up.
I was mostly talking about listeners. Being honest with you,
Brent.
We see you like 5 times a year, you know, at least.
Yeah.
You came to Vegas too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. How far is Vegas from Brentwood?
About 4 hours.
Brentwood. Oh, that's it from Bakersfield?
Yeah. It's to the point where you should just drive, because by the time you fly to, or drive to LA and get on a flight, might as well just drive.
All right. Well, anything else going on with you guys?
I sent Brent a video of the chicken yesterday, too.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to upcharge you.
I know. I was going to say, do I have to pay
man,
for
you're
the,
good.
The video?
You're friends and family discount.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
How many chickens have you done total?
20?
Wow. Sold.
Sold. Mm. That's why I was so upset when my car got towed. That was my chicken money. I kept saying that. My wife's like, stop saying that. I'm like, no, I'm serious. That was my chicken money. Like, I made money on my chickens, and then I gave it away to a tow truck company.
But imagine if you hadn't made the money on the chickens, that would have been dinner money.
That's exactly what my wife said. She was like, you got to understand, that's you're being provided. Like, you got covered. Maybe God put the chicken in your life so you can cover the tow truck. I'm like, that's not how I like to look at it. Mm-hmm. I made money from my chickens, and
you
now—
You also made $60 play in NBA 2K.
I did. I didn't realize that.
I sent it to you yesterday.
Okay.
Our 2K league, there's payouts, depending on how far you get. If you play PlayStation 5 and you're in a league. Are you playing PS5?
No.
So what's the high? If he got six, who did 100. Anybody get paid out?
Who do you think got paid out the 100?
Bobby.
Amy. That's right.
No.
You pay yourself?
No, that's the thing. I don't get paid out.
He just doesn't pay it.
I keep it.
Yeah. So you're the banker.
I fund the league, basically.
You do?
Yeah.
And then you beat us all.
Barely. Eddie was giving me the business the whole game.
Until that fourth
quarter,
man.
Came through at the end. I know. Let's talk more about it. It's probably very interesting to people. Let's talk more about it. So you're here all week preparing CRS. But what do you do? Like what? Like seminars?
So we'll talk about the different things that are kind of coming up in the radio records, kind of audio industry, streaming, and try to come up with things that people will want to learn when they come to the conference in February.
Would you ever move to Nashville?
I would. I'd have a harder time convincing my wife, Julie, but I would.
And Julie's a teacher?
Yes. She teaches kindergarten. She's on summer break right now.
Wow. But she could teach here.
She could.
Have you guys had the conversation? Has it been hard, like a difficult conversation?
I will say, she told me up front when we started dating, she was going to live in Bakersfield. Her family's there, and so, I knew the deal when we got married.
Yeah, she gave the upfront conversation.
She did.
Yeah, but people change.
Yeah.
There's a song that I like to quote sometimes. Sideways grow, people
get older. I'm getting older, too.
That really has nothing but changes, just older. No.
Yeah.
So she won't move here, you don't think?
No.
I mean, there's always a big D, man.
It's true. That's
Dallas. You want to move to Dallas?
No, divorce.
Oh,
Just saying. If he really wants to move,
interesting. And then, but where did you grow up?
Hawaii. Yeah, born and raised in Hawaii. And then,
did you guys know that?
Yeah.
Okay, I did too.
That's
pretty amazing, man.
Do you ever go back home?
Yeah, probably every couple of years. We used to go every year, and then when we had two kids, it's just really expensive for four people to fly there every year.
Well, that's another reason why California is good for you then, because you're close to your home. Closer than anywhere else.
And her whole family is there. That's why she's so tight. That's where she's born and raised, in Bakersfield.
Well, maybe you'd like to be around your country music family. Ever think about that?
Yeah. Ooh, good one.
Ever think about that? I start to get him like, you know what? He's right.
He goes home. He's going to be like, what is Bobby doing?
No, I'm sorry.
She loves you.
I'm just kidding. And then anything else happening with the radio stations? Is Bakersfield still good?
Yeah, no, everything's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hot there. It's going to be 110 on Saturday.
Yeah, dry heat, though.
Yeah.
Dry. I just say that. I don't even know what that means. I dry.
No humidity.
You feel that hot.
Yeah, I know. But anytime I've been somewhere, it's been super hot, and they're like, dry heat. I'm like, no, this still sucks. So, you know. Do you like pickleball at all?
No, but I've been thinking about starting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fun. I asked that because I have a close friend of mine, Ben, who you guys would know, too. He hit me up yesterday. I was like, hey, I've been playing pickleball a lot. I'm pretty new at it. Let's go. And I'm like, dang, everybody's starting to really get into the pickleball game there. It's fun because you can get good at it. You can get pretty good pretty quick. It's hard to get elite because I've seen the pros and they're awesome. And we played a lot this weekend. But it's fun because you could play like three times and be pretty competitive.
Yeah.
Because it's a wiffle ball. I'm going to go ahead and say this too because I don't care if we spoil it. The reason I was thinking about that, we just interviewed Chris Stapleton a minute ago for next week when he has some new stuff coming out. And Ray had told us that he saw Chris Stapleton at the mall playing pickleball. Remember this bit?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Ray said.
Ray was like, he's playing pickleball. There's a place in the mall that you can play pickleball in.
Okay. He was playing with this kid.
They put up a net.
Isn't that amazing, Brent?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Nashville.
You never know
what you're going to see. Yeah. So I said, Chris Stapleton, were you playing pickleball in the mall? And he goes, no.
He's never even played pickleball.
Ray, what?
Nothing. Inside baseball.
What?
You're killing the payoff.
Just for this group. This group deserves it.
It's a treat.
Yeah, if they're listening to this, that means they are dialed in. They're listening to the post show. I do not give a crap. They deserve to know the payoff. Okay, well, so we have an 11 o'clock meeting?
Yeah, something like.
Okay, we don't want to hold you too long. 15. We want to make sure you guys get your chicken transaction.
We got to get that done. And then, Brent, do any of us need to do anything for CRS? You need Lunchbox to speak anywhere?
Yeah, that'd be great.
What can he speak on?
Oh, yeah. Don't lie, though. But don't be like
what could Lunchbox?
Don't be like nice guy, Brent, who's like, just be for real. What would you have him speak on and not be embarrassed or worried?
For real, self-promotion. He's really good at that.
Boom.
But self-promotion how? Like, what does he promote?
Like, branding yourself. What? Like, creating.
Yeah, how being does he loud, do that? Loud.
Yeah. Yeah, what's his brand and how has that paid off for him?
Well, I don't know that it's paid off.
Got it.
I mean, look where I'm sitting.
It's true.
Yeah. High on the hog. Isn't that what you say?
Yeah, that is what I say sometimes.
Okay, hey, let's move on to Eddie. What would Eddie talk about?
Oh, God.
Got plenty of things.
Oh, yeah, Eddie's easy.
Lots. Riding coattails. That's what. Boom. Next.
Creating a side hustle.
Boom.
No, running freaking running. Editing and running live video during shows and how important it is to shows.
That would be awesome. Add that one, Brent. I'll definitely speak at that.
Right, talk about how important is it.
It's very important.
And that's the session.
Boom.
Thank you, Eddie.
Thank you for coming,
good
guys.
Job.
Wow.
Let's go to the bars.
I think Lunchbox is, he could speak on
audio bits.
Having to fully embrace your character, even when it's cringy and it sucks.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
Because he goes and does stuff sometimes where I know he acts like it doesn't bother him, but he has to like pump himself up as like Lunchbox to go and do some of the cringy stuff that he does. I know it. He doesn't admit it. I know he has to be like, oh, I'm about to do this. This sucks. And he's like, okay, hold on. It's like Incredible Hulk. And he gets big. Okay. I know you got to do that.
No, doesn't bother me. Oh, I think it's funny.
Well, I mean, then maybe you could offer tips of if it doesn't bother you. But
I don't
like,
know how. What, well, I don't know how you
don't
get
laugh.
That.
You don't break character. Like, you stay in it. So,
yeah,
like, you must.
I think you commit. It's committing to your character, even when it's not comfortable.
That's something you could say.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know how you get that.
It's just natural. You're born this way.
Get what?
Like, I don't know how someone can do that. Like, I don't know how you teach someone to do that.
It's just
do
a gift.
What?
To be able to stay, like, just not be afraid and just, it just takes a different type of person to have that.
I don't think so. I think you can kind of train yourself into being committed in difficult and uncomfortable situations. I think I have, not same way, but there are some very uncomfortable situations that I've had to get into, things I'm not comfortable with. You just have to stay committed. I would say even doing stand-up is a commitment because it sucks sometimes. Yeah. You're up there, nobody's laughing, there's nowhere to go. You just have to be committed. And even if you don't feel like it's going in a way that you hoped, you have to be committed and think it might be and just keep going. Live TV is a commitment because but there's just a lot of stuff that's uncomfortable.
I know what you mean. Live on stage, like bad out of hell.
You nailed that.
That's commitment.
You nailed that.
Whenever something goes wrong, just keep going.
So what if you two did one together?
Ooh, that'd be cool.
You'll be like,
what do you mean? We can do it together.
They'll argue on stage.
But that'd be part of it.
Exactly. Spill the tea.
Well, you know, Eddie needs to come in my session because he can't carry his own. Riding coattails.
Wait, that wasn't even my idea. That was Bobby's idea.
I know. He's trying to help you out.
You are both more than welcome.
I'll check my schedule.
Yeah.
No.
It's like in February.
That's
right?
What I'm saying. Yeah. I got to check my schedule.
Yeah.
You don't have a schedule. One. You tell us that all the time. You have no calendar whatsoever.
Yeah, I have no idea. No calendar.
Okay.
You could do having a really great, what it's like to work for a really great leader.
No, I don't know what that's.
No, you don't know. Okay. No. All right.
That was a good session.
All right. Well, you guys can do your chickens.
Yeah. Brett.
I'm ready.
Chickens what?
Brent, you got $20?
I do.
All right.
He said that three times.
Just making
sure.
And
how many times do people call you Brent?
I said Brent.
Because I have three Brett. No, hold on. I have three Bretts that I work with. No, one Brett that I work with. One Brett is like one of my best friends. And I have another Brett that I see all the time. But it's also like Laura and Lauren's. I know so many of them that they're just so close. I don't mean to mess them up. But like Ray's wife. Laura.
Just call her Bae.
That's
easy. I don't call her Bae when I'm not doing the show.
Oh.
Here's the deal with Brent, though. Brent Michaels is famous, and Brent Michaels.
Oh, that's true. The Michaels part,
that's
too.
What makes it really tricky.
So
the first time you DM'd me, Brent, I thought you were Brett.
Sorry for that.
And I was like, wow, this is crazy. Poison guy. Wait, well, this is, who is this? Then found out who it was.
Well, when I first, because Brent Michaels is a name I use on the radio. I have a different legal last name, but.
Is it Hawaiian? That would be cool.
It's Chinese. Lao. Yeah.
Brent Lau. That's not Hawaiian, though?
It's Chinese. Yeah.
What's my last name?
I know.
He looks at you. Not Hawaiian.
I know you're.
He says a look of disappointment. Bobby goes, is it Hawaiian?
I have two different friends with the last name Lau. And
really?
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff Lau. Do you guys know Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Lau.
Yeah. At Harvard?
No. Oh, I know Jeff. Okay, got it.
Also in the military?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know his last name was Lau.
Yeah. Anyway.
But Michael's my middle name. So that's where I came up with that for the radio.
Got it.
And I totally spaced that there was a Brett Michaels who's this giant rock star. TV star, yeah. And I've totally met him before, though. He's super nice.
That Bobby Jones was a golfer from the 40s.
Yeah.
All right, you guys do your chicken. Brent, good to see you, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
I'm sure we'll see you again
soon.
Tell your wife. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Don't tell her anything.
Yeah.
Don't tell her anything. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.